Amen. More people. We're not talking about more people. We're talking about more people. We are more people. We want more. Right? We're born wanting more. Sometimes babies say more before they say mama and papa. More. More. And sometimes we, like, maybe a little bit like baby Christians, we're supposed to grow up a little bit, but, you know, sometimes we're wanting more. Like Fred said, you know, where's the evidence? We live by faith and not by sight. Amen? What did I do? Here we go. Yeah. So that's why we never give up. 2 Corinthians 5:16. That's why we never give up. Why do we never give up? Well, he said, all this is for your benefits. As God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving and God will receive more and more glory. More. That God would receive more and more glory. Your life is a beacon to God. Your life is a beacon that lights up the place where you are. That's just what it is, you know. A friend Eric here, he's a beacon at Hughes County Jail. You know? And sometimes, if you don't mind, Eric, sometimes when he comes, he lets people in and out so I can talk to him. You know? And sometimes he sort of listens at the door. And sometimes by the time they walk out, he's a beacon. He's there and he doesn't have to say anything. I look at him and I say, he's a beacon. He's the light of the Lord. And I thank God that you're here. And I believe that everything's going to be clearer without understanding. Because I don't know about you, I don't understand everything, okay? So I need more understanding. I need it. I was talking to the Lord and I said to the Lord, you're more than enough. And after I said that you're more than enough, I just came to my mind, take me and hold me, mold me, show me the way. And I said, so here I am, Lord, 41 years later, and I haven't moved a bit. No, does that mean I haven't matured? No, maybe it means I have matured. The difference is when I wrote it, I didn't know what I was saying, and now I know what I was saying. And so I know that what I'm saying and what I was saying had to be God things because I didn't have anything to say, but he has a lot to say. And he speaks. The only way that I know mostly the most important things that he speaks to me, besides when I'm sharing, because when I'm sharing, he's sharing, and then I listen to the message to see what he was sharing. But the thing is that the only way that I really know about his and my most intimate moments is in my notebooks. While I'm praying and paying attention to what I'm praying, and I have a pen in my hand. I marvel at people who have dreams, two-page-long dreams, and they remember them specifically. That's got to be a gift from God, you know? I mean, I could have the best dream, and I've only got one that just really rings true and that God keeps reminding me of. Yeah. Things come up in my life, and he says, that's the place. Someday I'll get the place all in place. But the dream was about the place. I didn't understand where I was with the place. But more and more I get understanding about the place. There's a place. And so then Paul goes on to say, that's why we never give up, because whatever we do, God's getting more and more glory. As long as God gets glory, it doesn't matter about us. So though our bodies are dying, did you know your body's dying? It is. It absolutely, ain't that great? Ain't it just great, you know? I mean, this isn't something Eric wants to think about, that his body's dying. He's young and strong, and, you know, I never thought that much about my body dying. I thought about how I had tried to kill it, but now, you know, it's like, and I know my body's dying. I think, wow, I am so thankful. I feel really good. I feel really good. I do. God's good. I feel good. Say, I feel good. Oh, I feel good when I praise the Lord. Yeah. Ain't that right? That's Fred said he got strengthened praising the Lord. You know, if you're feeling weak, you know, you might praise the Lord. It don't matter where you are when you're feeling weak. It don't matter where we're on your pre. You ever heard somebody just start cussing? Blah, 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 blah. You know, I used to cuss from the tops of grain elevators. Don't ask me why. I don't know. You know, I don't know. Don't matter. But I praise the Lord from anywhere and everywhere. And sometimes, folks, you got to be willing to offer a sacrifice of praise. You know, that you get pumped up when you're tired and you don't even know if you're going to be able to stay awake in church, but you show up to offer a sacrifice of praise. And all of a sudden, you've been hit. You know, you get shot up by Jesus. All that other stuff is just invitation. It's just the devil trying to do his best, but it's nothing like Jesus. You know, he's the only addiction that's not fiction. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And so he goes on to say that, our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. You know, you can get up in the morning, walk into the bathroom, maybe find a mirror in the hall, say, boy, you look good. Come on, it ain't lying. Because we don't live by what we see. We live by what we know. We're being renewed every day. I can't believe it. I looked better this morning than I did last night. And I looked good last night. I'm speaking facetiously. I think Paul said that once, okay? For the present troubles are small. And they won't last very long. You know? Okay? With the Lord, 1,000 years is as a day. A day is as 1,000 years. 41 years later, after writing a song, I'm no further than I was then. So no time has passed in 41 years. Boom. I'm right back there. I look better now than I did 41 years ago, actually. Well, maybe not. In the spirit I do, I'm more alive. I'm more refreshed. I got more joy. Just because of him. Not that I didn't have it then. But as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, we should pump up. Not become so mature. You know. He doesn't even act his age. Thank you, Jesus. I don't act his age. You know, you'd think he was a kid. Hallelujah! You know, but I mean, in Christ, we are. Dance and celebrate. Praise the Lord. Pray. What if I don't feel like praising the Lord? Fix that. I feel like praising the Lord. It works better. That hurt. Okay. So, the product for us, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and that will last forever. These things, these troubles, these trials, what they produce for us a glory that will outlast them. Forever. so we don't look at the troubles we can see now. We don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Troubles will be gone, but those things that we can't see, no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has in store for those who love him. You know? Well, I talked to LaVon yesterday. I said, how you doing? Just great. No rain in our bedroom. You know? That might not be a big deal to some people. We all got things that might not be a big deal to some people, but I rejoiced with her. Woohoo! How awesome is that? No rain in the bedroom. What do you mean no rain in the bedroom? It was raining in the bedroom, it just wasn't wet. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was raining in the bedroom. How do you like that? You know? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's not a small thing. That's a big thing. Might be a small thing to somebody. But it not. I remember when we got the leak finally fixed in our kitchen. I remember when I finally found the place that the stuff was getting in and then running everywhere that it wanted to. It was like rats. You know? It had just come out here and it had come out there and it come out there. Finally, I spotted it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But the last place that I found it was where it was making just one little bubble in our paint in the ceiling. Slowly, I climbed the ladder, poked a hole in it, that water dripped out, and it was over. And I know how to fix it if it ever comes in any place, because I've been playing with it for all these years. You know, we've been doing these things, so it's like it's just not a big deal. Because if God be for us, who can be against us? You see, we just forget those things sometimes. So the things that we see now, we see them. We're not ignorant, you know. We just see them. I feel really, really, really badly, sadly for. I posted, there was a video out of President Trump speaking at a church. Talking about, he said, I'm a Christian. I love Jesus. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful little thing, you know. It's not artificial intelligence. It was really happened. You know? And so I said, you know what? I am being quiet. So I put that up. A lot of people said amen, but somebody said, oh, he's an artificial liar, he said this and this and this and this and this. That's not the kind of Christianity I know. I said, I ain't going to be silent. So I wrote back and I said, so the Christianity you know would rather kill babies than keep babies. And another guy commented and said, he's awful and he's interfering with women's reproductive rights. I didn't say everything I thought, but I just said back to him the same thing. Well, you know, what a wonderful thing it is that your whole life is centered around being able to kill babies. You're a man, dummy! I'm sorry. You know, maybe not. I mean, we got a society that's cutting stuff off that won't do them any good, and we got society that's cutting off other stuff and it don't do them any good. They're still a woman. They're still a man. Just, we're clear on that, aren't we? We all know that. Yeah, I'm talking to the choir here. But maybe somebody will hear this and go, ooh, hallelujah. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up. You know? I mean, it's just crazy. Don't let anything deceive you. Right, Fred? I mean to tell you, they're just a guy that cannot speak a whole sentence says that another guy is nothing but a liar, and a whole bunch of people think that he knows what he's talking about. You need to be careful, little ears, what you hear. You know? You need to pray, God, give me a discerning heart. You know? I mean, if you were wrong, it's okay to be wrong as long as you're smart enough to say I was wrong. So we don't necessarily go by what we see, we go by what we know. And our spirit bears witness with our spirit. His spirit bears witness with our spirit. He changes everything. Jesus changes everything. I know this from firsthand experience. People can change. People can change. Because God can change people. God can change me. If my attitude's wrong, He can change me. Don't be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. You know? We go to the Lord. He changes everything. Paul says, I can't make you do anything. I can't make you do anything. But this revelation, he talked about a revelation that he had. A revelation that he had that the people didn't like. But some of the people did like it. But then he went on to say that this came straight from God. Oof. Man, oh man. God speaks to you, doesn't he? He speaks to you. He speaks to us. He spoke to me before I was saved. I just didn't hear what he had to say. But he was speaking. Why? Because he wants everyone. Because everyone can bring him more and more glory. Every person can. I was thinking about time. You know, time is nothing to God. He created time for us. But to Him, it's nothing. It's just nothing. I've been guilty of saying, well, I'll make the time. I can't make time. That occurred to me that I can't make time. I can take time. I can arrange time. Because I've got so much time, but I can't make time. You can't make any time. You can't get 24 hours and 1 second out of a day. You just can't. Although I will admit that we tried at times to go from one time zone to the other time zone because we could drink longer. But we didn't make any time. We lost time. Could have lost all time. Sometimes people lose all the time they had. You know? They didn't know that, didn't plan that, didn't have any idea that that might be the thing, never thought about that. There's a lot that we've never thought about until we think about it. Right? And then when we think about it, we can either do something with what we think about it, or we can ignore what we think about. That's why Jesus would be preaching. He'd say, now today, hey, everybody. I know it's not in the Bible that way. But today is important. Everybody paying attention. Today is important. I mean, you know, he was, today, if you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. For the words that I give are life. That's what Jesus said. You know? So today, every day, you know, there's people out there every day that are subject to the truth. And they'll never get a chance to chew on it if we don't serve it. So no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, offer the truth. Paul walked around looking, let's see, how can I tell these Greeks the truth? There it is. There's my answer. The unknown God. I know him. And boy, some of them were really intrigued. They wanted to hear more. But some of them were more interested in what the devil had to say. They just growled. Sometimes I growl. Vicky says, what's the matter? Nothing. Just a low guttural note in my chest. No. You know, things don't always go perfectly. Sometimes I growl because I head for the bathroom, but the door's open to the pantry, so I walk in the pantry. I wonder, what did I come to the pantry for? Wait a minute, I was going to the bathroom. Good thing I caught myself, right? No. Psalm 119, 165 says, those who love you have great peace. Nothing makes them stumble. Amen. Nothing makes it. Just a simple little statement. You know? And I tell people all the time, I said, look, anybody can love God. Just go ahead and love him. You say you love a lot of things that you don't know. So, it'd just be smart to just say, I love you, Lord. Your mercy never fails me. All my days have been held in your hands. I mean, I wouldn't have known what that meant 41 years ago. But it sounded good. You see, God sounds good. He's pleasant. He says that he's easy to entreat, and I say he's easy to entreat. He's easy to listen to. He's easy to be around. Because even though the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the fear of the Lord is not scary. There's nothing wrong with awareness, you know? It's like if you're about to run outside and you haven't been paying attention and someone says, it's hailing. Ooh, thanks for letting me know. Years ago, we were driving home from my brother's wedding from Sioux Falls, and I was assigned the driving. Everybody else was too tired. I don't know how they voted that, but they weren't thinking, you know, because I was pretty tired too. Rolling down the interstate, everything was great, and all of a sudden my grandma's in the back seat saying, Roger, Roger, Roger! Fortunately, I just opened my eyes. I saw a semi in front of us, and I slowed down. I didn't just go, what, Grandma? We were out on a date in my daddy's car. When I woke, yeah, I woke, and we avoided that, you know? So the Word of God helps people to avoid things. And, you know, while we have the opportunity to help people to avoid eternal death, we don't need to stand around and decide whether they will hear what we have to say or not. We've got there was an old song when I was a kid that said, we've a story to tell to the nations. A story of truth and life. And God's great kingdom shall come on earth. I don't know if all those words are right, but that was the right tune. But we've got stories. I did not know what that was talking about. I do now. So should I forget it now? And don't do that? Or should I just let her rip? let her rip. I have a note here somewhere, if I find it, because the Lord was speaking to my heart, and he was telling me some things, and I was excitedly writing them down, and come on, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Hello. Help me, Lord. This must not be the right one. That's a bad thing about using more than one journal. I've got one that's supposed to have certain things, and another's got to have other certain things, but if I don't happen to have that one with me when the other certain things are supposed to be there, then the other certain thing goes in the wrong one. Then I write myself a note that says you'll have to look in the blue one. You have to... I just chuckled the other day. I thought, this would be good if my kids or anybody's ever interested in reading these. You know, I have to make sure I die with them together. So when I tell them, you'll have to read in the blue one, the blue one's got to be somewhere nearby. Anyway, I want to find this. I think it was worth saying. But anyway, Lord, did I write that much before I got to that much? Hang with me, hang with me, hang with me, hang with me, hang with me. That's not it. So, anyway, the Lord, I was writing and I said, I better quit now. Don't say amen. That's okay, it would be all right. But I said, I've been writing. I better quit now. Or maybe it is you that's been speaking, and I said, okay, let's go. that was it. But I really think I need to find it. Maybe I was looking in the wrong one all the time. I probably was supposed to be in the blue one, and I was writing in this one. Because I think it was when we're talking about time, and because we're more people, we want more, and we don't ever think about more time until we don't have more time, and so it's like. Years ago, someone had a funeral and they wanted one more time sang, and I'd never honestly don't remember the song ever, and I found it. It became kind of one of my favorite funeral songs, and because one more day, one more time. Just one more sunset, maybe. But then again, I know it's true. It'd leave me wishing just for one more day with you. One more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. You know, that's a sad song because I will tell you, I will die satisfied. I will die satisfied if I stand on the gospel. If I continue to want more of the Lord, I'm a more person. Other mores are just mores, More money is just more money. More of this or more of that, those are just mores. More Jesus is the only healing addiction. More Jesus. And when we come to the Lord, the Holy Spirit turns us into more Jesus people. And so when before we couldn't get no satisfaction, now we can always get satisfaction with more Jesus. By turning to him I'm so angry. Jesus. I can't stand anymore. Jesus. Just the mention of his name, it changes. And so we need to be more addicted, more in love with Jesus. Quicker to get more, to turn. See, because we were created with a more in our heart. And it just isn't until we find Jesus that we find out that's what we were really looking for more of. How many people that have had everything and then they met Jesus and they realized that's what I was looking for. That's what I was looking for. You know? I couldn't be comforted until Jesus. I couldn't. And I don't understand. I don't understand how Jesus makes the difference that he makes. I just know that he does. And I know that not one person has ever turned to him without experiencing that. They might run, you know, not knowing. Like my guy in jail that said, but I want to be bad a little longer. And I said, I don't care. God doesn't care. Be as bad as you want to. But understand this. God's going to mess with you. It just won't be the same. And he found out it just won't be the same. So he could be as bad as he wanted to be. He just didn't want to be so bad anymore. Yeah. Hey, we all have our bads. You know? We all have our moments. You can be as sure-footed as a mountain goat and slip on the ice. Just don't plan on it. Recognize it. I have some Crocs. I think they actually might be Crocs. I don't know. They're probably some knockoff Croc. But they have the liners in them, and I kind of like them because stuff doesn't get through the liners and into my toes, and so I'll even wear them in the summer. But in the winter, I've worn them getting my car out of snow and all that, you know. But I've sort of run out of tread. And I sort of ran into ice. And I sort of landed flat on my back. And I got up. But I mentioned to Vicki that I landed flat on my back. She said, why don't you throw those things away? That was 3 years ago. And they have no traction. You have to be pretty careful in the winter. But I don't know. I might throw them away. But let's not discuss this here, sweetheart. I'm running out of time. Thank you, honey. She's so helpful. I am blessed. She's also my stopwatch. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, we've got God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Right there it is. I'm going to circle that now so I don't lose it. Okay. Here we go. So I was writing and I take care of the neighbor's dog, but that's not that right now. Taking care of Vicky's plants, but that's not right now. And I got this annoying thing. My skin was flushing off of my mouth. So I literally know what skin on your teeth is. I didn't think that was a real thing before. Okay, so anyway. So what a small thing, annoying and irritability must cease. Speaking to me, I'm talking to myself. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I am. Not the skim, me. Yeah, I was turning that into me talking to me, but I need to not be irritable about those little things. It's not a big deal. So help me, Lord. He said, I have. So true. I'm not going to say, what do you mean you've helped? No, he's helped me. Lord, you have taken care of everything. Now I must get victory by the power of you. No victory is mine. Defeat of the enemy is written. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go. People go on ninja courses and they get to the top and they hammer down that button and they go, let's go! They ran up a wall, a little short wall. It's not a little short wall. But they run up it and they, let's go! They go up that one so easy. They didn't used to go up to it very easy, but they go up that one pretty easy. So now they got the mega wall. They can make $20,000 if they get up there. A lot of them don't. I want to be as reliable as you, Lord. I want to be as reliable as you. He has empowered us, and he has enabled us, and he has gifted us with hearts that cry for more. More love. More power. More of you in my life, Lord. I get joy just thinking about the Lord. I get joy just thinking about the Lord. If I can get joy just thinking about the Lord, and that comes to my mind, why would I want to say just a minute? I'm working on something. No. No. We're more people. We're more. My wife is healed. She just needs more of it. You know? Run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. All things. All things. In all things. More Jesus is all we need. Let's go. Father, in Jesus' name, here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Lord, you are so good. Here we are in your presence, thanking you. Here we are, ready to leave your presence, just desiring more of you as we go along every day, all day. All day, we expect. We have our expectancy is upon you, Lord. Victory in Jesus, our Savior forever. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Special prayer. Anybody need special prayer? Amen. Okay. What do you think, Eric? You survive? You did.
What do you mean by special prayer?
Ready to go. Clarity? Joy? A beacon. We appreciate you coming. Appreciate everybody. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. What do I mean, Fred? I mean, do you want to be prayed for? Fred wants to be prayed for. Let's do it.